We're back here on Hear the Turtle. It's time for football fall camp, and we've got two of the best DBs Maryland has to offer, Deion Jones and Tino Ellis. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, fall camp underway, as I said. What's the energy been like, Tino? You know, first couple days, you guys getting back after it. Seems like the energy's good around the guys.
It's been great. You know, me and the guys are getting after it. We just trying to get better each day, pushing each other. So the energy's been great here.
Deion, obviously great to be back playing football. Yes, smiles on everyone's faces. I saw you walking out here to me. You smiles come off your face. What's it like to be back with your guys here playing?
It feels good to be back with the guys. The energy is high. Just trying to get better each and every day. Like Tino said, I take the field just trying to get that 1% each day. So
far, the word out of camp is corner secondary is one of the best battles right now going on, the best competition. What's that competition been like day after day so far?
It's been great having guys, you know, push me each day. The younger guys coming out to help. It's been really tough, but we've been getting through it and just pushing each other, trying to get better, trying to make plays.
Deion, you obviously came into school with the injury, so you're kind of – this is – as you're trying to get yourself sort of back to where you want to be, what's it like to compete against this really good group in the secondary to get you to that point?
It's good. It's definitely challenging. It made me stay on my toes, made me work harder each and every day. So it's a great competition. It's great competition.
Speaking of coming to school, you weren't even a corner when you came in. You were a very highly touted wide receiver. You know how to catch the ball on the other end. What was that conversion like when you got to school, Tino, to become a corner and really a standout now as you enter through your veteran years of college?
It was really tough at first, you know, because I didn't know anything about the position. I never played it before.
Played in high school?
No, I never played in high school.
So you were a one-way player?
No, I wasn't a one-way player. I played a little bit of safety. But okay. Safety is totally different from corner. But at first it was very difficult, but, you know, thanks to the older guys such as, you know, Will Likely, J.C. Jackson, Darnell Savage, they taught me how to play the position. Also, Coach Azar, he helped me out also. So it was a tough transition, but I got through it.
Do you think your playing receiver just almost gave you that perspective on the offensive side of the ball? So, like, you had things to kind of go back on, hey, what's in the mind of receiver on this play or certain situations?
Oh, yeah, I'll say definitely me playing receiver before kind of helped me out. Definitely the route tendencies, you know, things that the receiver do, you know, pre-snap. So I'll say it definitely helped me out. Yeah.
Do you remember any moment when you first started playing in your first camp where you got beat or something? You're like, whoa, this is totally different. I got to really lock it in here.
Oh, yeah, I remember I went against DJ Moore, and he did, like, a fade route on me. Just did, like, he caught a back shoulder, and I was like, man, this is real. This is no joke. This is totally different than what I really thought. But, you know, but I got better each day, and now I'm here.
Not a bad guy to have it happen to you.
Oh, no,
I was about to say, yeah, you get a pass for that. Yeah. Some other guys, maybe not, but DJ Moore, that definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Deion, obviously, as we talked about, you came with the injury, didn't know how much football you were going to play after that. How have you sort of gone through these first couple years to where you feel like right now you can kind of get the best out of yourself going into the redshirt sophomore season?
Honestly, when I first came in, it was a lot of guys. It was a lot of talent. And obviously, I was rehabbing because I had injury before in high school. But now it's just waiting my turn, patiently waiting. I was kind of eager last year to play a lot. But obviously, it just wasn't my time now. I had a lot of learning to do. I had a lot of maturing to do and a lot of growing up. So it was just waiting my turn and being patient and just learning and really watching film and learning from the older guys that's around me.
But both of you guys can speak to this, but, you know, the movement has been such a big thing, you know, getting guys from the DMV to stay home, play their college football here at Maryland. Tino, you're one of the first guys who kind of was really starting that trend, starting things up at DeMatha guy. Now we've seen that pipeline open back up. Just how has that movement grown, you know, over the past few years?
I was really grown over the past years, starting it off with, you know, Stephon Diggs. He was, like, one of the first guys that actually stayed home and went to school here. And we just wanted to carry on that legacy, you know, carrying on the guys staying in the area, you know, playing for here and representing the University of Maryland.
So sort of the same question to you, Deion. What was it like to sort of follow in those guys' footsteps, you know, coming DMV to UMD, that type of thing, and then playing with guys that you know, played throughout youth football with? That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, so definitely growing up with these guys, it was kind of special getting back with them. And obviously the class before me really started the DMV to UMD kind of thing. And just looking up to them guys and playing them guys in high school and kind of looking like we really have something special, something really special could be here in College Park. So it was kind of easy for me to follow the movement.
Who does the most trash talk of youth football, high school football stuff? You guys have to relive some of that stuff and get on each other a little bit. Who's talking the most trash about their glory days back when they were like 9 or 10 years old?
I mean, we won a couple championships at DeMatha, so I guess it goes to us at DeMatha boys, you know.
Yeah. I would say the same thing. definitely the DeMatha boys, but me playing in WCAC, I always talk trash to them and tell them how I played against the DeMatha. So the competition's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys feel like that the area is sort of getting more respect as a football power? It feels like, you know, you have a lot of great players that go into the league. You talked about Stephon Diggs obviously making a mark. There's tons of guys like that. Is it cool following in those guys' footsteps just as they go on, even to the NFL, not just playing well in college?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely cool and definitely motivational. When I see guys, you know, from this area and they're at the next level, it kind of motivates me to do better and say, hey, you know, I can do the same thing if I just put the work in, put the time in, and be dedicated.
Speaking of guys that have had success in the next level, Darnell Savage, a guy that was in your secondary last year, picked in the first round, J.C. Jackson also having a lot of success. What's it like watching those guys play so well in the NFL, Deion?
So when I first came in, J.C. was kind of the guy that I looked up to. He really took me under the wing, and I was really under him, like, each and every day, just watching him grind, watching the process of him and how he really made it. Like, he really started from the bottom and worked his way up, and now he's a starting corner for the New England Patriots. So that was kind of a good vision for me to see. And then Darnell, I was moved the corner, and then Darnell was in my my room as well. And Darnell was the type of guy, like, he knew everything. He knew all his plays, and he was a good player. And he never was so eager to worry about himself. He always bring the younger guys along. So it was a good process just seeing how it works. So,
and building off that, if you guys are pulling up somebody on YouTube, a corner in the NFL, to watch their tape, watch how they play, who are you pulling up? Who are some of you guys you watch in the NFL?
Well, there's a lot. I actually study Jalen Ramsey, Xavier Rhodes, a little bit of Josh Norman. It's several corners. It, like, I just go, like, in our bank, we have this film bank, and it's just, like, have different NFL teams and
that's
this
awesome.
Film, and I just watch different corners, you know, in the league. And different, like, it's not just, like, one specific, like, even the top guys. It's some of the guys that we really don't know about.
Deion, what about you?
Well, for me, it's hard for safety because I really just got moved to safety once I came in college. Well, in high school, for corner, I looked up to Josh Norman. I figured, like, he was a lengthier corner, a tall corner, so I really looked up to him. But now, safety, I really don't have, like, an NFL guy that I really look up to. I watch a lot of film on safeties that's in college, and I watch a lot of film on Darnell, so I'll probably just say him.
Me and Keith would just have you watch Ed Reed tape because we're both Ravens fans.
Hall of Fame?
That's understandable. Hall of Fame. That's our guy.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm not watching.
Oh, no, there it is. Who's your team?
Ravens.
There we go. We have the three people on this side. Good. Deion, unfortunately. Although, Deion, you are on our side because you did an intern in our department this summer with media relations. Who'd you like more, me or Keith?
I'm not answering that.
I'm not answering that. It's okay.
You liked Kessler the most. That's who you liked the most. That was your guy.
I'm not answering that either.
There it is. Big Ten Media Day. Unbelievable outfits. I said to you as you were walking over. First of all, what was the inspiration for all of those? And who do you think dressed the best of you three?
Actually, it was funny because we really didn't like plan it. You know, we just thought that everybody would have their own stuff and things like that. But I actually ordered my stuff like a week before the whole entire thing, and it got there, and my mom picked out everything. But I'll say I was the best dressed.
So mom's the stylist.
Yeah. Mom's the stylist. Okay. We were walking over here, and as Tino said, you always trust mom.
Yes.
He's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
Rank them, Deion. After you didn't rank anybody in our department, you have to rank the dress of these guys. I know you have an opinion.
I mean, that's kind of hard. All of them are my guys, and I feel as though all of them, they stepped up, and they look pretty good, and they showed out. They really showed what the DMV can do, and all of them was the best dressed.
There it is. Well, they definitely were the best dressed of all the school. I mean, it was, like, unanimous. You guys were – did you have another school that you liked what the guys had on? Was there anybody that comes to mind?
No.
There it is. It was all about – we will end you guys on a little bit of rapid fire, so – I'll go Deion, you first on the question, and then to Tino, and then Keith will do the same thing.
All right.
The artist you're listening to right now, music artist.
Raw Weave.
Okay. Tino?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Wow.
No.
do you have any response to that? Just laughed at you.
He likes.
I think Tino is lying. He's not listening to Lil Wayne.
I am.
In 2019.
Oh, you're saying like now?
Yeah.
Like right now.
Trying to think. NBA young boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Netflix show you're watching right now.
I'm not watching Netflix.
Any TV show you're watching.
I'm actually watching Power. I'm catching up on Power.
Okay.
The new season come out
okay.
on the 25th, so I'm watching that.
I think that you said this summer, too, you were talking about Power.
Yeah.
A little bit. Tino?
Stranger Things season 3.
I got to catch up.
I got to be totally honest. I'm going to be, it's just the three of us, four of us. No one's listening. It kind of scares me. I'm weak, Tino.
It's not as scary as you think. Like, yeah. I'm not a horror guy at all. And the first season was fantastic. It was good.
The last movie you saw, Dion?
I actually went to the movies to see John Wick 3.
Okay.
That was the last one I saw.
Keanu Reeves.
The last movie I seen was Lion King with my mom and dad.
The animated version? Yeah,
No, the new one.
The new one. Have you seen the animated version?
Yeah, I've seen it. Okay. Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
Oh, of course, the original.
Original.
Yeah, the original.
Tino Ellis giving props to his mom and now going to the movies with mom and dad. Family man. You're a family man, Tino.
I am. Family-oriented.
Keith?
Favorite memory on the football field?
Could be youth, could be here, could be anywhere.
Favorite first memory that comes to mind. Favorite memory.
Well, my first championship when I was young. Yeah.
Can't beat the championship feeling.
No, you can't.
Tino? I'll say winning the WCAC championship here my senior year. It was a really important year for us, and we got it done. And I was happy.
And then finally, and we asked this to everyone, your favorite place to eat in College Park, Dion.
It has to be Borden Brew.
I hear a lot of good things about Borden Brew. Tino?
Marathon Deli Euros.
No.
Yes, that's
with Marathon.
That's
it. Sauce.
Likes the Ravens, likes Marathon.
Likes his mom.
That's my go-to.
What do you get from Marathon?
Just the Euro.
Yes.
I get chicken Euro, though. I don't really like
Interesting.
The
Interesting, okay.
I don't like
okay.
the but I get the chicken Euro with fries and Marathon sauce on the fries.
What's the mood to move at Borden Brew?
It depends on the time of the day. So
okay, take us through your whole spiel here.
So if it's in the morning time, usually on the weekends, I have a B&B breakfast. That includes pancakes, turkey sausage, eggs, and home fries.
That sounds really good. I might drive over there right now. What's
and
next?
And then for lunch, probably get a Caesar salad with chicken in it.
Okay, healthy.
I want my dressing on the side, and I prefer ranch.
Okay.
And then dinner, sometimes I just freestyle it. I maybe have a burger with fries, chicken sandwich with fries. It just depends on how I'm feeling.
Never have we had a meal-by-meal breakdown of your favorite place to eat in College Park.
No, I'm
and that is why Dion Jones is the greatest media relations intern in the history of the department. Tino Ellis, Dion Jones, thanks for coming on the show. Good luck this season. We can't wait to watch you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.